What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled AMS Finally Succumbs to the Black Pill. So, I just got out of the ocean, guys. What I do every day in my life is that I go to the ocean, I go swimming, I fish, I don't catch anything, as you guys know, other than a baby shark. And then after that, I go work on MGTOW TV until I fall asleep around midnight, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on how much work I have. So, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, I'm Alpha, released a video titled, You Have to Accept Female Nature for What It Is. Now, what have we in the MGTOW community been saying for years? Okay? Like TFM said, women are amazing, women are great, women are beautiful. The problem is, it's all the damn beta males and simps out there who empower, enable, and encourage women to be the dirty, dirty sharmutas that they are today. So, in Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo's situation, he did not finally come to the conclusion that the black pill was right. If you guys remember, about 2 years ago, at the very start of Scamarona, I did a live stream with MGTOW Dictionary where I said that the black pill will be the end of AMS. I actually had to take that video down from YouTube because for some reason, all my videos that have to do with Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, either get demonetized or they give me a strike. But that video is up on MGTOW.TV. I'm gonna link it for you in the bottom, but like I said, I prophesized two years ago that the black pill will be the end of Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, I'm Alpha, and that seems to be the reality of the matter. Now, what happened here, guys? If you guys remember Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo's, one of his first video was all about shitting over MGTOW, calling us a bunch of gays, a bunch of losers. And then later on, when the black pill started to gain momentum, what did the likes of Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, and other PUA say? They said black pillars are defeatist, you know, they're nihilistic, they give up on life. But the reality of the matter is, the black pill, guys, is simply the Nagasaki Hiroshima truth that people don't want to admit to. Special shout out to Saint Hamoudi for the term Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill to Ruth. Now, what is the black pill? Okay, the black pill is the reality that, hey, there are very, very few things you can change in yourself to attract women. Not only that, but also at the same time, that modern women today just don't want relationships. You know, when I was in Eastern Europe, guys, I made a video from fucking Moldova, the poorest country in all of Europe, and I told you, women in Moldova don't want to have relationships, okay? If fucking Eastern European women don't want to have relationships, what do you think about the average Western whore? These women don't want relationships, okay? You guys need to understand, thanks to Big Daddy government and welfare, there is no reason for a woman to rely on a man for provision. That's number one. Number two, she can go 911. You know what? A woman can walk down the street and say, hey, go beat up that guy for me, and billions of simps will go beat up a guy for no reason at all other than some thought said so. So protection, provision, women already have that. There's really no need for women to have kids anymore. In fact, a lot of women out there, they say, I'm child free, I can't be happier without kids. So the whole reason why women would get into relationship with men in the first place, it's no longer there anymore. It's null and void. You know, a lot of these people out there who listen to Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie yo, and other PUAs, they want to have a relationship. And look, man, hey, having a relationship with a woman, I'm all for it, but women don't want to have relationships anymore. The only woman out there who want to have a relationship is either a gold digger or a post-wall woman, okay? Now, as you guys know, I was married to a gold digger in Egypt. All she wanted was money, money, money. We were divorced within a month, okay? So only gold diggers want to get married because that way they can divorce rape you, they can have you pay for their lifestyle, you know, they can put you on child support because all they care about is money, okay? And trust and believe, you don't want to be with a gold digger. Now, post-wall woman, they are the woman who want to have a relationship because you know what? Maybe they don't want to work anymore. Maybe they want to gain 300 pounds. Maybe they just want to pop out a kid or two. Or maybe, just maybe, they want you to pay off their student loans. Have you guys seen the article about this woman on Money Market Watch? I know Better Bachelor did a video about it. I think RPM probably did a video about it as well, about this woman who had a lot of student debts, and she wrote in asking, how can I legally make my husband pay off my student debts? And even the people who are lefty liberal behind Market Watch were like, whoa, that's just crossing the line out there. You're just taking this a little bit too far. So this just goes to show you guys, the only reason women want to get married today, it's all about money. That's it. You know, either they want to take money from you like a gold digger, or they just want you to pay off their pathetic lives, okay? But the average woman out there, guys, when a woman is in her teens and 20s, the world is her oyster, okay? You know, she's working, she's making money, she's on Instagram, she can sleep with multiple guys in one day. There's really no need for a woman to have a relationship, especially a woman who is, you know, decent looking and in her 20s. Now, these PUAs out there, they don't tell you that. They want to sell you the purple pill because they want you to believe that if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, I'll get a woman. You know, special shout out to Aaron Clary, where he said in one of his recent videos that, hey man, you guys just can't do 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I finally get the woman. You know, a lot of these PUAs out there, they tell you, oh, you want to get the woman? Well, here's what you have to do. You have to focus on your purpose. You have to get out of your mother's basement. You have to shower and shave, and you have to become high status, and that's how you get the girl. That's not true anymore, okay, guys? As you guys know, I traveled the world. Recently, I've been going to a pub at night to work on MGTOW TV because it's the only place here open after fucking 10 o'clock. So, and I don't drink. I drink non-alcoholic beer, just to let you guys know. Women just want good dick. They want hot guys, okay? There are three things women want that no PUA out there will ever tell you, okay? Number one, they want a guy who's cute. Number two, they want a guy who has a big dick. And then they want a guy who simply makes that pussy wet by being over 6 feet. Guys, I cannot tell you this enough. Being over 6 feet is, I mean, the height pill is true. Now, as you guys know, I'm 6'3", so I'm well over 6 feet. Listen, guys, my face is not all that. In fact, I would rate my face to be a freaking 4. Look, when I go like this, see, I grind my teeth, so my teeth appear to be lopsided. If you guys remember, I told you I was doing some stunts out with fucking Mossad in Hollywood and ended up busting my lip, never healed right. I got these old man things over here, you know, under my eyes over here. So my face is a motherfucking 4, guys, yet I still get women approaching me. Why? Because of the height. And also because I have hair, as you guys can see. Yeah, I know a lot of you can say, you know, gray. It literally takes me 5 minutes to put the gray out. But here in America, guys, I'm in monk mode because one bad woman can ruin it all. I know a lot of you guys out there say, yo, Armor, if you get women approaching you, how come you don't fuck them here in America? Well, guys, as somebody who owns and runs MGTOW TV, if I go to jail, who's gonna keep the website running, right? Who's gonna pay out the content creators, right? Guys, you need to understand, from here to Cancun is only $150 2 hours, okay? So if I really wanted to get pussy, I'll just go down to Cancun, Mexico for that shit, guys. There's no reason for me to be a horn dog here in America, okay? So women want guys who are cute. Women want guys who are over 6 feet. Women want guys who have big depth, okay? They don't care about your purpose. They don't care about how hard you work. They don't care about how good of a nice guy you are. They just want superficial things. Who you are as a person does not matter. And unfortunately, these PUAs out there, they don't tell you that because they know the vast majority of you are fucking incels in denial. Look, guys, if you are not an incel in denial, would you be paying some rando on the internet $1,000 to call him up and have him tell you, just walk around town grabbing your junk going, yo, homie, yo, alpha? Of course not. You would be out there slaying. In fact, I was watching I was watching some new guy in the manosphere today, and he was saying, look at all these idiots, you know, watching a live stream at 9 o'clock on Saturday. He said, if you guys were any good, you'd be in the nightclubs, you'd be in the bars getting pussy. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? Being in the bar is the best place to get pussy. Why? Because, first of all, women are in that mood to begin with. Secondly, women are drunk. You know, women who are drunk, their guard is far less down than a woman who is not drunk. Now, I'm not telling anybody here to take advantage of drunk women. It's illegal, and you should be prosecuted to the maximum extent of the law. You Indian guys out there watching my channel, I understand. The point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that if women find you to be sexually arousal, they will approach you. Let me say that one more time. If woman found you to be sexually attractive, a woman will approach you. You know, this whole notion that, oh, women are shy, they're deathly afraid of rejection. Come on, man. If you reject her, guess what? 10 guys right there would take your spot, okay? So this whole notion that, oh, she really wants you, but she's deathly afraid of rejection, that's the biggest cope I've ever heard, okay? If a woman wants your dick in her pussy, she's gonna go out there and she's gonna make it happen. And if she doesn't get your dick, hey, there's 10 other guys out there just as cute as you are who would be more than happy to get on top of her. That's just how it is, guys. So my problem here with these PUAs who all of a sudden are beginning to accept the black pill, they're not doing it because they came to the realization that the black pill was true. What they're doing is they're tying up all these loose ends after they made their money off of you. Like, for example, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo, homie, yo, became a multimillionaire because he was offering you false hope, okay? Now, there is no money in MGTOW. There is no money in Black Pill, you know? The only person who's making any money in Black Pill is Wheat Waffles because he's charging people to rate their faces. Look, I have no problem with you guys spending, you know, $5, $10, $15, $25 on some rando on the internet, you know, to get a face rating. But really, guys, do you need somebody to rate your face? I mean, look, go out in the motherfucking public, guys, okay? Look at yourself in the mirror, okay? Look, I'm gonna give you an example right now. See, guys, I know my problems. Again, I'm a little bit chubby. Yes, I need to lose weight. I got this over here. I got the lopsided teeth. I got this lip over here because of Mossad busted my lip when we were out in Hollywood. You know, I got bags under my eyes. So, you know, I know my shortcomings. You know, look to the right, okay? Look, see, you guys can take a picture like this. You know, I have a decent jawline, okay? So, again, I have no problem with you guys spending $5, $10, $15, $25 on Wheat Waffles because, you know, that's not $1,000 for some guy to tell you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that you have to self-assess yourself. I mean, if you're out there and women are not approaching you, they're not looking at you, then you're just not sexually attractive to women. And look, all I, Amar Mitwali, need to do is I need buttocks, I need fillers, okay? Maybe get lip reduction over here, some veneers, definitely lose weight, okay? You don't need some rando on the internet, you know, using science and mathematics to tell you, oh, you have a face rating of fucking 5 or 6, you know? I'm a 4, and that's at best, right? So when it comes to the face, at least, okay? So you guys out there have to understand is, stop relying on some rando on the internet to tell you, oh, this is how you get women, this is your problem right here. You know, the reason why yo homie yo hates MGTOW, even though he's really the best example of MGTOW, there's no money in MGTOW, guys. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW.tv. Let me tell you something, guys. I've lost tens of thousands of dollars on MGTOW TV, okay? If yo homie yo opened up a website and he called it Sleazeball TV, he'd be a billionaire right now. Why? Because people are desperate to get laid. MGTOW, we're saying, hey man, we are walking away. If we get pussy while we're walking away, cool. Are we gonna go out there and fucking chase pussy? No, we are not. So all these PUAs out there, guys, you know, grifting in 2022 is going to take off. You know, a lot of these guys out there are looking at Fresh and Fit, and they're saying, heck, if they can do it, so can we. And, you know, these people are all selling you a false hope, man. They're all selling you a false hope. Well, if you do 1, 2, 3, 4, you're going to get pussies. Like, look, bro, I've seen homeless Chad, homeless Tyrone out in Venice Beach, California, getting fine-ass pussy thrown at them. Do you think they're on their purpose? Nope. Do you think they took a shower and haircut? Nope. Do you think they're wearing a fake Rolex for $10,000? Nope. Do you think they have a G-Wagon out back? Nope. It's because they make that pussy wet. That's all you have. That's all you need to do, guys. You just have to make that pussy wet. And again, three things. You need to be cute, you need to be over 6 feet, and you need to have a big dick to get woman. Now, you guys, I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, well, I know guys under 6 feet who are slaying. Look, if you're like under 5'10", you have to have like a model-like face. And yes, you'll be able to slay a woman like a one-night stand. You know, the bitch is drunk and she needs a dick in her pussy. Yeah, but can you keep her? Guys, keeping a woman and fucking a woman one-night stands, those are two totally different things, okay? You can if a woman is DTF, DTF stands for down to fuck, okay? If a woman is down to fuck and you meet her minimal level of attraction and she's drunk enough, yeah, you'll fuck her. But keeping her, that's totally a different ball game. The Nagasaki Hiroshima Black Pill truth of the matter is, guys, a 6'3" guy like me will be able to retain a woman better than some 5'8" guy who has a model-like face. That's just how it is. So the bottom line here, guys, is that a lot of these guys out there who are beginning to accept the black pill, like yo homie yo, they're not doing it because they finally came to the realization this is a true way. It's because they just want to tie up loose ends. You know, it's like in Hollywood. In Hollywood, when we say tie up loose ends, you know, that means, you know, it's the end of the movie. And let's, you know, tie up everything and put a pretty little bow on it before, you know, the movie comes to an end. That's exactly what Mr. Yo homie Yo is doing. You know, if you take notice, you know, his video, he's not making that many videos anymore. And that's because, hey, he made his money and more power to him. And now he's fading out to black, kind of like a movie coming to an end. That's exactly what's happening with yo homie yo. So he's tying everything up by telling you, hey guys, you gotta accept female nature for what it is. Well, the black pill community, MGTOW, has been telling you that for fucking 5, 6, 7 years. But yet, you guys now are beginning to come to the conclusion that the black pill was true. The black pill was always the way. It's just that you guys out there were so desperate to have some rando on the internet tell you, if you do this, you do that, you buy my course, you know, you call me up for $1,000 an hour, you're gonna fucking become a slayer. And the reality of the matter is, look, either a woman wants your dick in her pussy or she doesn't. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace!